We all know we're being targeted by online marketers. Well, instead of fight it, why not profit from it? One New York University grad student is trying to sell his online self. NPR's Dan Bobkoff has our last word in business.
It wasn't hard to get hold of Federico Zagner. His phone number and email are right on his website. For a couple of bucks, I could have learned a lot more about it. For 50 days, Zagner recorded every website he visited, every chat conversation he had, every mouse movement. He even tracked where he walked and took a picture of himself using his computer every 30 seconds. He's selling that trove of personal information for $2 a day or $250 for the whole lot.
In the market, people are making money with my personal data. And as a provocation, I said, okay, I just want to try to make money with my own data.
He's not expecting any marketers to pay up. This is a thesis project for his NYU grad program. Though more than 115 people have already bought some of his data on the crowdfunding site Kickstarter. So is $2 a good deal? Zagner isn't sure.
I don't know. It was a random number.
I think he's undercharging.
Jaron Lanier is the author of Who Owns the Future? Research firm eMarketer says online advertisers are spending about 48 cents a day just to advertise to you. But that doesn't count all your data that's bought and sold behind your back. Lanier says Zagner is onto something. We're going to want to sell our own data.
This is the inevitable future. We have to sell our information someday. There's no other way.
But Zagner, the grad student, says he just wanted to shine a light on the tracking. He isn't necessarily critical. Heck, his dream job is to work for Amazon. Dan Bobkoff, NPR News, New York.
It won't cost you a thing to find us on Twitter, at NPR Inscape, at NPR Green, and at Morning Edition. That's the business news on Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm David Green.
And I'm Steve Inscape.